This one I titled The Gray Area. Many Christians live in an area called gray and believe they're doing their part. They have one foot in the kingdom of this world and one in the kingdom of God. But God sees you as an unstable person. Plus, that really don't make good sense because you're outside the will of God when you insist on straddling that fence. Plus, he sees you as a double-minded person who really can't find his way. This attitude can expect nothing from him. At least that's what his words say. See, it's a sellout job God is seeking. In other words, all or none. You can't love the things of this world and the things of God. It just can't be done. The scriptures say, as a friend of the world, you are an enemy to God. Although you received him with your head, you still have wickedness in your heart. To be established in the kingdom of God, there are requirements you must meet. But continued existing in that gray area, you are guaranteed to walk in defeat. So remove yourself from that gray area. It's not the kingdom of God. Plus, there's a very important fact you need to know. Satan controls that part.